Why, the Imperial Order is fighting a war on behalf of those who join us. A war against all the oppressors, against all who fight us. Those who don't join us are against us and will be crushed. We fight to bring order. Under the Imperial Order, all who join us will find protection, and in turn they will help protect all. All the lands will join with us, or they will be swept aside. It is a new order for which we struggle. The Imperial Order. They command all the lands, and I command them.
Kaelin frowned, trying to make sense of what she was hearing. I am the Mother Confessor, and I command the Midlands, not you.
Mother Confessor!
He clapped the wizard on the back.
You didn't tell me she was a Mother Confessor. Well, you don't look like any mother I've seen. But after tonight, you'll be a mother, sure enough. You have my word on that.
He roared with laughter. Darkin Rawl is dead. That brought the laughter to an end. The new Lord Rawl has declared the war ended and called all the Daharan troops home. General Riggs rose to his feet.
Darkin Rawl was a man of limited foresight, a man too much concerned with his ancient magic and too little concerned with order. He was too preoccupied with his own quests, his old religions. Magic, until it is eradicated, is a tool of men, not a master of them. Darkin Rawl failed to use the opportunity he had. We will not fail. Darkin Rawl himself, in the underworld, knows this and repents. He is allied to our struggle now. The good spirits have declared it. We no longer bow to the House of Rawl, but they, as all houses, districts, and kingdoms, to us. Then you, Lord Rawl, will join us too, or we'll crush him and any heathen dogs who follow him. We will crush all the heathen dogs.
In other words, General, you fight for no one other than yourself. Your purpose is simply to murder people.
I do not fight for myself. This is a larger purpose than one man. We offer all the opportunity to join with us. If they don't join with us, it's because they're aligned with our enemies, and we must kill them.
He threw his hands up.
It's useless trying to explain such matters of state and canon to a woman. Women have no intellect for rule.
Men have no exclusive talent to rule, General.
It's profanity for men to bow down to a woman for protection. Right men concern themselves only with getting under a woman's skirts, not with hiding behind them. Women rule from their nipples, offering only their sympathetic pap. Men rule from their fist. They make and enforce the law. They provide and protect. Every king and patrician will be offered the chance to join with us, to bring his land and his people under our protection. All queens will be offered the chance to ply their wares in a brothel, or perhaps to be the humble wives of an indentured farmer, but either way, make a proper use of themselves.
He swept his mug up from the table and took a few gulps.
Can't you see, woman? Are you that stupid, even for a woman? What has your Midlands Alliance accomplished under the rule of women?
Accomplished? The Alliance is to accomplish nothing but to let all the lands live in peace, to leave their neighbors' lands to their neighbors, and to know that their own is safe from covetous hands, and that all will stand to protect each, even the weak and defenseless, so none will stand alone and naked. He smiled in triumph as he looked to his comrade.
Truly, spoken from the teat!
He gestured with disgust.
You provide no leadership, no law. Each land prescribes and pronounces as they see fit. What in one place is a crime, in another is virtue. Your alliance shies from bringing order to all. You're nothing but fragmented tribes, each jealously guarding what's his, with no thought to the union other than fits their own greed, and in so doing, let's all be vincible.
You are wrong. That is exactly what the Central Council in Adendril is for, to bring all lands together for the common defense. The common defense against murderers like you. It is not a feeble union, as you seem to think, but one with teeth.
A noble ideal. One, in fact, which I share, but one you only give pap to. You bring them together only timidly, not under common canon.
He held his hand out to her, closing it into a fist as he sneered at her.
In so doing, you leave all lands ripe for the squeezing. You are lost souls in search of true leadership and in desperate need of protection. As soon as the boundaries fell, you were ravaged by Dark and Raw, and he was only half-hearted about it, seeking only his magic. Had he let the generals run as they would, there wouldn't be even a shell of this play alliance of yours left.
And who is it we all need protection from? He stared off, whispering, almost to himself.
From the Horde who will come.
What Horde? He looked up as if he had just awakened.
The Horde, spoken of in the prophecies.
He frowned at her as if she were hopelessly thick, and then held his hand out to the wizard.
The good wizard here has counseled us on the prophecies. You are one who spent your life with wizards and you never sought their knowledge.
Your eloquent claim to want to join people in peace and law are high-minded words, General Riggs, but your atrocities in Ebenicia put the lie to them. For all time, Ebenicia will bear mute but irrefutable testimony to your true cause. You and your Imperial Order are the Horde. Kaelin glowered to the wizard. What's your part in this, Wizard Slagle? He shrugged. Why, to assist and facilitate the joining of all people under the rule of common law. Whose law? The law of the victors, he smiled. That would be us, the Imperial Order. You have responsibilities as a wizard. Those responsibilities are to serve, not to rule. You will report at once to Aedendrill to take your place in that service, or you will answer to me. You, he said with a derisive sneer, you demand that good and decent men whimper and snivel before you, and at the same time you blindly let banelings have a free run of the land? Banelings? She glowered at Riggs. I suppose you would be foolish enough to seek counsel from the blood of the fold.
They've already joined with us, General Riggs said offhandedly. Our cause is theirs and theirs ours. They know how to expunge those who would serve the Keeper and thus our enemies. We will cleanse the land of all who serve the Keeper. Goodness must triumph.
You mean your cause. It is you who would rule.
Are you blind, Confessor? I rule here, now. But this is not about me. It's about the future. I simply fill the post for now, furrow the field so it may produce. It's not I who is the focus. We offer everyone the chance to serve with us. And every man with me has taken that offer. Others have joined our troops in our battle. We are no longer Dharan troops. They are no longer troops of their homeland. We are all the Imperial Order. Any of right mind can lead us. If I fall in our noble struggle, another will rise up to take my place until all the lands are joined under united rule and the Imperial Order can flower.
Either the man was too drunk to know what he was saying, or he was mad. She glanced about at the dancing, drunken, singing men at campfires all about. Mad as the Bantak, mad as the Jacopo. General Riggs! He had been muttering angrily under his breath, but stopped and looked up at her. I am the Mother Confessor. Like it or not, I represent the Midlands. In the name of the Midlands, I call upon you to halt this war immediately, and either return to Dahara or come to the council with your grievances. You may petition the Central Council with any dispute you have, and it will be heard, but you may not visit war upon my people. You will not like the consequence if you choose not to heed my orders. He sneered up at her.
We make no compromises. We'll annihilate all who don't join us. We fight to stop the killing, to stop the murdering, as the good spirits have called upon us to do. We fight for peace. Until we win peace, we will have war.
She frowned. Who told you this? Who told you that you must fight? He blinked at her.
It's self-evident, you stupid bitch.
You cannot possibly be so stupid as to think the good spirits tell you to wage war. The good spirits do not act in such overt ways.
Ah, well then, we have a disagreement. That is the purpose of war, is it not? To settle such matters? The good spirits know us to be in the right, else they would easily join against us. Our victory will prove they side with us, or we could not win in our struggle. The Creator himself wishes to see us triumph, and our victory will be proof of that.
The man was a lunatic. She redirected her attention to the Keltish commander. Karsh.
General Karsh.
You demean the rank, General. Why did you slaughter the people of Evanisia?
Evanisia was given the opportunity to join us, as we'll all be given the opportunity. Evanisia chose to fight. We had to make an example of her heathen people to show others what awaits them if they fail to join us in peace. It cost us nearly half our men, but it was a goal worth the cost. Even now, those lost are being replaced by others joining with us, and we will swell in rank to take in all the known lands.
This you call leadership? Extortion and murder? General Karsh slammed his mug down on the table. His eyes were fire.
We visit upon them what they visit upon our people. They raid our farms, our border towns. They kill Keltons as if we were bugs to be stepped on.
Yet we offered them peace.
It is they who chose to shun our mercy. They were offered a chance at peace, a chance to join us. They chose war. In that way, they chose to aid us. They've made an example for others of the folly of fighting us.
And what have you done with Queen Cirilla? Did you slaughter her, too? Or is she back there in your whore's tents? They all laughed.
She would be,
Riggs put in,
if we'd found her.
Halen almost sighed aloud with relief. She looked back to Karsh, who was taking another swig. What has Prince Fyron to say of this?
Fyron's in Aiden Drill. I'm here.
So, perhaps the crown wasn't a part of this. Perhaps this was little more than a band of murdering outlaws who fancied themselves as more. Kaelin knew Prince Fyron, knew him to be a reasonable man.